You're listening to the After Hours Podcast. Okay. Well, I wanted to say something before we get into your lovely day that you're having.
What's going on? We haven't done this in a while, it feels like.
That's what I was going to say.
Steal your thunder then.
That's okay. I was just going to say because it's been a couple weeks and we let Thanksgiving pass. We did our Thanksgiving episode and then after that, we kind of had a break and now we're back. So I wanted to find out. I don't think I even asked you how your Thanksgiving was. What did you do? How did it go? Like, how was everything? I want to know all of that.
Well, I spent the whole day, what I thought was crying. But really what I found out was I was in the shower.
Shut up. You're so dumb.
Just kidding. No. My Thanksgiving was really good. Really good. I just spent time with my... I don't even think... You're right. We didn't talk about this.
And that's the reason that I was like, no, we have to go into like the whole, what did you do?
Did I know that we didn't talk about this? Or did we have a thing like, hey, we're not going to talk about it?
No, we didn't.
We never even talked about it, huh?
We didn't, no. And so I wanted to find out.
Happy Thanksgiving, Olivia.
Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you too, even though it's been...
Now it's middle of December.
Right.
My Thanksgiving was good. Nothing crazy, but... me and Julia and her and Isaiah went over to my family's house, which was really nice, and saw my 95-year-old grandparents. They took the highlight of that was they took their first Uber.
Oh.
95 and Ubering home.
Wait. Your grandpa did that.
My grandpa and grandma.
But they took an Uber.
And it was like even an announcement. My Aunt Julie was like, everybody, can I announce this? She's like, can I have your attention? Just want to let you know, like, grandma and grandpa are Ubering home. And everybody's like.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yeah. But anyway, no, it was good. Ate a lot. It was cool. Then just went home and chilled after overeating the whole day.
Yeah.
So, no, it was good. How was yours?
Well, I was in bed.
So it's my kind of day.
Yeah, so if you didn't listen to the last one, I had surgery and I was in bed. So I was like, well, I'm just going to lay here. I'm going to do my thing, watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I did probably all day. Because
Macy Gray.
Because Macy Gray.
Do you remember her?
Yes, I do, actually.
She like has a very, I don't know.
But anyways, because I was in and out of like sleep because I, you know, had just had surgery a couple days before. You know what I mean? So I was like... Okay, resting, and then I'd wake up, and I'd be really sore, and I couldn't get out of bed, so it was one of those things where I had to have help. I had to, like, basically, I had to be pulled up straight, and then I had to swing my legs around. It was a process, let me tell you. We actually bought a walker for me because I had two people tell me that for the first week and a half, if not 2 weeks, you're not going to be able to stand up straight.
Yeah.
Because I did the whole mommy makeover. And so, you know, it's one of those things where your skin has to, like, stretch back to, like, being, like, upright. Oh. And so you're constantly – people were telling me, yeah, you're hunched over. And they said that's perfectly normal. That's, like, everybody that has what I had done is like that. And that's exactly what it was. So the walker did help.
Do you still have the walker?
I do.
Do you need a cane?
No, I'm good now. You can see I've been...
I know, because I have my cane from Halloween.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Forgot about that. Well, anyways, so the first week was hell, and so...
The second week was hell, too.
The second week was pretty bad. I'm on my third week now, and I'm getting around. I think I'm standing up straight. I don't know.
Well, no, you're doing really good. I remember when I came by to help you? Yeah. It was awesome. You were like... You didn't even answer the door. Like, I had to, like... You're like, come on in, and I see her... No joke, like joking aside, like doing backflips on the trampoline. I'm like, you just had surgery a week ago. You're like, nothing can keep me down.
Whatever. So anyways.
But it was all jokes aside, you came to work after 2 weeks.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But so I watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and the
How
dog.
Was Macy Gray?
And the dog show, which I absolutely love.
I remember you saying that before. That's right. You do love that.
Yeah. And so I was in bed all day. So, and I didn't really eat like hardly anything because I was so uncomfortable. And so I...
Are these extensions?
Yes, I have my extensions then. Nice. No, my hair just grew this long after my surgery.
Sorry, I didn't mean that. So I want to go back to the Macy Gray parade. But you have bangs.
Oh, okay. So I was just feeling adventurous, and I always cut my bangs. And my hairstylist was like, I was like, should I cut bangs? And she's like, not many people look good in bangs. And I said, I know, but I have a bang face. I have a hat face. Like, I can wear, like, hats and stuff.
See, I cannot wear hats.
Have I ever seen you in a hat? Like, besides a cowboy hat?
Have you seen me in a cowboy hat?
Oh, yeah. You have? Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I look okay in a cowboy hat.
You do. You look really good.
But I don't look good in a cap. I look terrible in a beanie. I got a beanie at Walmart the other day. It was like $8. And I was like, this is cool. And then I wore it one Saturday. Awful.
Really?
Yeah, I look terrible in beanies.
I don't think I've ever seen you in a beanie. So now I have one.
I have a picture of it.
Oh, I want to see it.
It's terrible.
I don't know if I believe you.
I look so ugly in hat. Like, that cowboy hat I can do, but not regular hats.
Okay, can we talk about the sideburns for just a second? And what happened yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I was convinced. I didn't do it. I chickened out.
Okay, so he has these sideburns that are, like, they were down, like, to his...
They were down really low.
Really low. Really low.
And then they were... Okay. The story of them was I started them looking like George Jones or like Elvis, and they like were pointed.
Right.
And then I made them normal, but they're still very, very long. Now they're not very, very long, but they're like earlobe, right? A little bit
higher than the earlobe, but I remember I was just like, I hate sideburns. I think, or at least long sideburns, I think they look horrible. And so we've talked about the sideburn thing for a long time. And then what happened yesterday?
I got this like itch. And I was like, oh, I should probably cut them off. And then I never did.
And then talk about ChatGPT for a sec.
Oh, yeah. ChatGPT is a wild thing. So I was expecting to throw it in your face. You know, some of the, not in like a mean way, but you know, like sometimes the other time we were talking about Bob Dylan, I was like, let's like make sure, you know, and then it's, people will say like, no, Bob Dylan's cool. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I was like, okay. I put a picture. I took a selfie of myself and I put it in ChatGPT. I was like, all right, ChatGPT, be real. I was like, do you like the length of these, blah, blah, blah. And you know what it told me? It said, well, not only did it say that it no, you should shave them, like in a elegant, like it said it better than that. But I was like, so are the sideburns cool? And they were like, yeah, I mean, like they're good, but they just exist. Like the way my hair, like it talked about my hair or whatever, like the way that your hair is shorter on the sides with it spiked up and all that stuff. If you had it, it would bring out like my jawline more.
And so it was basically telling you that they're too long.
It told me to cut it like middle of my ear.
See, and what did I tell you before that?
The middle of the ear.
Right.
You know what it is? It's just you become a certain like now I'm like, I basically all I wear is cowboy boots and Wranglers and like that sideburn. Like when you decide like, oh, this is my look, you almost become like stuck in that. Not stuck. That's not the right word. But like you become like, oh wait, no, I can't. This is a part of my identity. I'm the sideburn guy, or I'm the whatever it is. I'm the bangs girl, or I'm the I'm the moly forehead guy. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
So, anyways, okay, so. I know today has been a struggle for you. Let's talk about that.
I think I've been overwhelmed lately. And it's just like stupid things like will set me off. Like today, I normally don't hit. I understand people are trying to go home at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. So I understand there's going to be traffic on the way home. There's no reason why I should hit traffic on the way to work.
But aren't other people going to work then?
Yes, but the way I live, so I live in Salt Lake and I commute to American Fork. Like I feel like if it was the opposite, people seem like I never really hit traffic on the way to work ever. And then two exits away from the exit I have to get off of were like completely stopped. And I had to slam on my brakes and poor Beatus hit the windshield.
She did?
No, she didn't, but I slammed, like I'm slammed on my brake and then mind you, there's no accident. There's nothing. There's a...
You can say it.
...fucking left lane merging over.
Really?
I was like, who am I going to fucking karate chop in the kneecap? I'm like, how dare you? Like, and then that happens all the time too. Like, and then there's like bumper to bumper traffic on the way home. I'm like, there better be a, not that I'm wishing upon this. Forgive me. I don't mean that. But I was like, there must be a fucking school bus of children on fire with how backed up it is. There's a plastic bag on the side of the road. I'm like, are you fucking serious, Utah? Are you serious? Are we really stopped because of a, or sometimes there's like a car on the side of the road or like a cop with his lights on the side of the road. But it's like, don't fucking, why are we stopped? Just if he's not pulling anybody over and he's just on the side of the road, drive by him.
Yeah.
I don't understand traffic and I don't understand why people stop.
Yeah.
Like I want to like karate chop an old lady in the throat.
So that kind of happened to me last time on the way home. Like I didn't get home till really late. And I know we went out last night. We went out to dinner. And then after dinner, I had to stop by. I had to.
You had to. Yeah, you had to stop by Kohl's.
I had to stop by Kohl's.
You're like, oh my gosh, you would not believe it. Everything went down. I had to leave work early because I had to stay at Kohl's.
But anyways, so on my way home, I was like, oh my gosh, why are we merging into one lane, like on this big major street, right? I was like, this is ridiculous. And then the closer I got and the closer I got, I realized, okay, I see flashing lights up there. So it must have been an accident. And obviously I couldn't go at a faster speed. So I was like, okay, I'll look. So I look over and I was like, oh, there's a car squished, really squished. But then I saw, oh, there was a motorcycle. So I guess the car had hit the motorcycle and the motorcycle was laying on its side and like the road was like covered in debris. And I'm talking like not just debris like from the car and from the motorcycle, but there was like personal items. I could see like water bottle and I could see like clothes and I could see. So like I feel really bad because.
See, and it's an important, let's steer it back to the, to zooming out and being like someone's life was affected. Right. I totally get that. Because then in that moment, it'd be hard not to feel bad. And you're like, damn, I'm really bitching about like having to stay in traffic for 20 more minutes longer. And I had a really good friend of mine tell me one time to just be in the moment, like just accept that this is where you're at in life. Like, why do you think traffic should be going longer or should be going quicker? What is it? Why?
Yeah, what? You're going to be late to work?
Or you're going to be late to like go home? For a little bit, like if I normally get home at 7, I'm going to be there at 7:15.
Yeah, it's a good way to think about it.
And it's a good way to think about it, and it's good to zoom out. And I'm really trying not to lose my temper on certain things. And it's not that I, like, lash out or do anything, but I'm just alone in my car, and I'm like, you motherfucker! You know, I just, yeah. I'm like, why? What is, I mean.
It's not doing you any good.
It's not doing me any good.
And you're stressing.
That's what it is. Because it's okay to have emotion. Like tell someone not to feel sad. Okay, good luck. You know, you're going to feel that way. But like I'm trying to have somewhat control of certain emotions to where if I'm just sitting in traffic, hey, crank up the music. Maybe this is a good opportunity for me not to have to focus on anything else other than listening to this song and driving. Because other times I'm either at the gym and I have to work out and I have to do something. Hey, maybe I could just sit back and relax and not have to. And then you're right. Like you just said, if it's like, especially if, you know what though, I will struggle always if we're at traffic though. And there's no reason why it's causing it. An accident makes sense. And I feel bad for people and I want to get better at this. But if you're, I'm struggling still. It's the anger is coming back where I'm like, there's a cop on the side of the road.
But let's think of it like this. I know that in a previous episode, I read you a story about how the guy was late to a date and the date ended up leaving. His date ended up leaving because he was not there. And what happened? He accidentally bumped into a girl that he met. And then that girl ended up being his wife later because of him being late. You remember that?
I do remember that.
So think of it like that. Think of it like, well, there could be a reason. You could have gotten in a major serious accident at like closer to your home.
See, that's
had you not been late.
God works in mysterious ways.
Yep.
Yeah. No, and I think, yeah, you're right. So every time there's traffic, I'm going to be looking for my wife. Or every time if I'm late to work, I'll be like, look, guys, sorry. My wife is somewhere here. That's why I'm late. So, hey, wifey, if you're out there, come find me.
You will. You will find her.
Except not for today, maybe, because I'm a little flustered. Oh, you know what? Maybe she should find me today because then I'll feel better.
You always feel better after we do an episode, too.
Well, yes. And I also feel better. My anger's never short. It's always short-lived.
Oh, sure.
I'm more like, I'm not even like angry. It's more gripey. I'm just like, I'm like, you son of a bitch. And then I'm like, and then a minute later, I'm like, hi, Peaches. I'm like, hi.
No, it's true. It's true. And I think that that's a good quality about you is that like, you don't linger in your anger. You don't linger in your madness, like for a long period of time.
I just need a bitch. I just need to like, I just need to be like, this sucks. This sucks. And then we talk like, no, life doesn't suck. That thing just sucked. And then it's like, yeah, it's a hoorah moment. And then we listen to Breathe by Angels and Airwaves.
Yep. That was a good song.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So tell me, let's see. I didn't have anything prepared, and I kind of like that when we kind of shoot from the hip, but that's all that I wanted to cover. And as far as, and we talked about your surgery, how was it coming back after, well, you were excited. So if I was going to ask how it was coming back, because for someone like me, coming back after like a long weekend's terrible, let alone 2 weeks. Well, you were ready though, huh?
Oh, of course. Like just being at home makes me like crazy. Like I just can't sit. Like if I had like a whole, well, I can't even say that. I was going to say if I had a big family and kids and stuff like that, yeah, I think it would be, home life would be a little bit different. I know you have roommates. You have a amazing dog that you get to hang out with every day, you know?
Yeah, but when I'm at home, I love hanging out with my roommates and I love being around people, but when I get to turn my red lamp on, shut the door, put my headphones in and watch whatever I'm going to watch or put up something on the moon, or if I'm just alone in my room, that's what I love.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I love it.
Like that's why I go out after work sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, I just need to be around people. So I'll just go to like Barnes & Noble.
I love Barnes & Noble.
No, and I'll just like hang around, walk around, look at things, you know, that kind of thing. Because I like to hear the chatter.
People watch.
Yeah, people watch. I like the chatter in the background. I could totally sit at a cafe and work.
Yeah.
Like if I had to work from home, I would kill myself.
Yeah, I don't think I definitely need both. I think I've been so irritable lately because I like both. I'm like you, where I definitely like that too, but I need, what is it? Not an introvert or extrovert, it's the
ambivert.
I'm the ambient. Where I am.
So when you relax, I found this out. When you need to decompress from like work and stress and stuff like that, ambiverts are the ones that like can do it have to do it in silence. That means like that's your introverted part of you.
Yes. And I don't feel like I've had enough of my downtime for the past few weeks where I'm like, I'm constantly during the week, I'm doing like, oh, I got to go meet over here. And I like that. I'm like, oh, I got to do this, like this whole week, I feel like I've done something. Or then, oh, I'm going to the gym. It's like, I need to like shut the world off, not talk to anybody. I just need to like, hey, just get me in my room. And like, let me just like shut everything off. And if I have enough of that, then I don't feel overwhelmed. And if I don't have that, I think I get irritable.
Yeah. So I think mine is, I think I obviously fall into that category of being the ambivert, right? I like have to be energized with people, that kind of thing. But I've noticed in the last year that after work, I can be in public, but I don't want to talk to people. Does that make sense?
So your recharge is not sitting at home by yourself watching a movie.
No, it can be.
But not very much because you don't like being at home, right? So you could, like you said, if your downtime could be like maybe going to Barnes & Noble, you're not with people, but you're around people.
Right, but there has been days where I'm like, I just want to go home and not talk to people. So I know Trent will call me. He'll call me right after work and he wants to talk all day, like for the rest of the night, right? And I'm just like, no, I got to get off the phone. I need to decompress. I need to like.
Yeah.
So even if I'm at home, I can do that because I'll just watch a movie or something like that, which we're going to talk about that movie. I didn't finish it, but we're going to talk about that in a minute. But like, I'm like, I can't talk. Like, we'll talk later when we say prayers and stuff like that because we pray every night.
Oh, see, that's cool. See, I'm kind of like that, too. I can't, like, if it's, like, 8, 9 o'clock, I'm like, I cannot talk on the phone to anybody about, like, late. I hate it. fucking hate
Didn't
it.
Didn't you call me when I was in bed last night?
Yes, that was, yeah, I did. That was late, huh? Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, what?
But normally, like, my mom will call me, and like you uncomfortable with, you know, but like, if I'm having a conversation with someone and I have to like use my brain, not that I don't have to use my brain with you or like someone like my mom.
You don't.
I don't. Yeah, I could just like, you know, be, you yeah. know, I'm selfish, not selfish, in lack of a better word, I'm selfish in the sense of I need my time and I need to be alone with myself at night. I like that time. And
so I think you are an ambivert.
Ambient.
Don't say that. Ambivert.
I can't say ambient?
No, because then it messes my word up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just learned about this. Like, I was like, no, I'm totally extroverted. No, I'm not. I'm both. I'm both of those things.
See, I think I'm both. I'm a lot of the time extrovert, though, too. And so are you.
Well, I think most of the time we are. But, like, the cool thing about ambiverts is there's not a whole lot of us. But we can adapt to the introverted side and we can adapt to the extroverted side.
Yes. Oh, okay. Because I can. If someone's extrovert, oh, that's true. And if I'm able to also like hold a conversation too. If I'm dealing with someone who's like an introvert, I'm like, that's cool. Oh, well, and I'll like kind of help steer it. I think you do the same thing.
Right.
But Bella doesn't respond.
Well, she is a dog.
Oh.
Yep. Okay, so let's talk about this movie. Okay, so there's a movie that's been out for a while now that he was like, you have to watch it. And I always take that with a grain of salt with Jed because the last movie we went to was kind of ridiculously horrible.
No, it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Anything. I know.
I mean, I didn't know what we were getting into, but I was like, it's Leo.
You want to know what's funny about the Leo movie? So the movie that we went and saw like a couple weeks, well, it was probably a month ago at least.
A month ago. Yeah.
Was
one battle after another with him and Benicio del Toro.
Yes, it was that. I actually liked that movie better than the one that we're talking about right now.
Okay, hold on. Okay. How dare you?
I
think I know why though.
Let's talk about the movie that he wanted me to watch and I went home and watched it. Well, I watched half of it. I haven't finished it. It was.
But it's okay, so it's The Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay.
I remember I saw that movie when it came out in theaters with my old boss and my baby mama. We went and saw it. And I knew nothing about it. And I was like, oh, this is going to be about a stock market. I was like, this is going to suck. Blew my mind. But I think I know why you don't like it as much.
Why don't I like it?
Because it's filthy and it's like wild and it's mayhem. I think you had false – I was like – it's a true story. We're talking about how it's a true story. And you were like, well, I love The Pursuit of Happiness. And I was like, that's a completely different world.
Okay, so The Pursuit of Happiness is probably my top, like one of those top movies, right? For a couple reasons. For one, it's about a guy that's down on his luck, right? That like goes from like living in a BART station. Okay, so BART station, BART is like the Bay Area Rapid Transit. That's what it stands for. Okay, so he lives in a BART station bathroom, right? And then he gets like he's like, I gotta make money for my son, whatever. So he goes and he goes for this internship, like in the stock market. Okay. Well, he is wildly successful. Okay. And wow. he even makes an appearance in the movie, the very end, when you have Will Smith walking the street, you see a guy in a suit pass him.
Yeah.
That is the actual guy.
They do the same thing in Wolf of Wall Street.
See, and I gotta finish it. But I so far I've just been like, Jet, this is all sex and drugs. Oh, and then let's go back to sex, and then let's go back to drugs.
I think that's why you don't like it. But if you look, but it isn't. But then you gotta get to the end because I think you're at the peak wild still.
I am. I'm right in the middle, and they were at a party, and I was like, okay.
Was he already at the country club?
I didn't think I saw that part.
Okay, yeah. So you have so much. It gets You're. I mean,
I think they could have like wrapped it like or. Done the whole like crazy like yeah I'm crazy in like the first 10 minutes but I'm like halfway through
but his whole life was like that so he would be doing it. I mean that's why it's so good because you're like because it's just the craziness doesn't stop and that's how it was on Wall Street in the 80s which, or at least with this guy
right
so it's like they're filling you in like the whole movie you're like oh my god like this is just insane
okay
like, the beauty of it
so I will probably but finish I will probably go and finish the movie just because I want to see how it ends. I want to see the guy, actual guy. I want to know, like, okay, you know, what happened to him. I don't want to Google him. I want to Google the real guy. But I don't want to do that until I've seen the rest of the movie, so.
And you have to, so you've already finished, or I mean, you've already started it, so you have to finish it.
Right.
But I thought it was a great movie. I think Leo has not done a bad movie. I think even the one that we, that you watched, that we watched the one battle after another, I think it just, it's, that's mainly the director's style and the why it's so unique. Because all of his other movies, like Magnolia, weird. Punch Drunk Love, I think he did, weird. Like, he's just, that it's just kind of the art that it is. But, no, it's a good movie.
Okay, well, I promise you that I will finish it.
Okay. But I don't think it's your, I don't think Wolf of Wall Street is your style of movie.
Probably not. Because I remember we were talking about this one day. You were like, anything Quentin Tarantino does is amazing. I have not seen one Quentin Tarantino movie.
You haven't seen Pulp Fiction, huh?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
See, I am into, like the Pursuit of Happiness. I'm into, like, any spy movie.
Yeah.
Amazing to me. Because my dad was a spy. So I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta be like a...
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. You and I have a lot of similarities, but I think when it comes to, like, some music and some movies, we are different. But we're similar in some ways, though, too.
Right. A lot of ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I love... Like, if Al Pacino is in any movie... Like, all of Al Pacino movies, gold. Same with Marlon Brando. Gold. And those old movies. Yeah. Anything Quentin Tarantino? Awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Okay, so what's next?
Hi. What is next? Well, Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is coming. I haven't done one thing besides decorate my house, like for anybody.
I haven't done anything either.
Okay, can we talk about this for a sec? So my stepsister... like every year is so good about sending gifts. And like, I have the biggest problem about going to the post office. So
you do?
Yes. So every Christmas I add to her Christmas box. So for the last 2 years, I have not sent them their Christmas presents. It is sitting in my hall right now. And I'm like adding every year to her Christmas box. It's going to cost me like $5,000 to send this gift that was from like 3 Christmases ago. That's every Christmas since. Like, whoa. I haven't sent them.
And normally you're on it.
No.
Normally you are.
No, I'm not. I hate going to, no, if they're local, but it's like, she lives in Santa Cruz. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'll get it sent out. And every year I just keep adding presents to it.
So that's going to be a big one.
Yeah, but it's going to be like 3 years worth of gifts. She probably thinks I'm crazy.
Oh, no, I think that's going to be cool. What'd you buy me?
I haven't bought anything yet. I haven't bought you. I haven't bought work.
Did you get my Christmas list?
I have not gotten any Christmas list from you, but that would be very helpful, actually.
So, but like, what's the budget? $1,000?
No.
A couple grand? Like concert tickets?
Maybe $20? I don't know.
No, I'm talking about for my Christmas gift.
That's what I'm talking about.
No.
Yes.
I'm thinking like $1,500 max.
You know what? There's only one person that I spend that much for.
I know who that is.
Trent Allen.
It's Beatus.
Just kidding. Yeah. But no, to be serious, like, I haven't got my mom anything. I haven't gotten anybody anything. Have you even started your Christmas shopping?
No. Wait. I don't even know if I'm going to do it. Oh, I guess we're going to do a Secret Santa here. But
what do you usually get your mom?
I usually get her, it depends. Like I'll ask her, like this year she was like, oh, I found this like super cool like robe from Walmart. I'm like, really? And, you know, she's like super easy. Like, and she's kind of hard to shop for because she's very like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, she's very picky on certain things. So she makes it easy. She's like, I just saw this thing. Like, and then usually Walmart has the same stuff. So I'm like, oh, this? She's like, yeah, I'll send it. And she always gets me every year that Sauvage cologne that I have in my office.
Oh, yeah.
So she got me one of the new ones.
I just had an idea. Okay, so she sent you a picture of a lamp that she got. And
I want that lamp.
I know. Why don't you ask for that lamp for Christmas? Because that lamp we went and looked for, we couldn't find it.
Well, because this is the only Hobby Lobby that doesn't have a lamp section.
I know, but then you can just have her go get it. She knows exactly where it was. She knows exactly where to get it.
Well, she lives in Tehachapi. She got it in Vegas. There's no hobby.
Bakersfield has a...
Does it?
Yes, it has a Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I don't want her to buy it for me, though, because she already bought me the cologne.
You just get one present at Christmas?
Well, that cologne's expensive.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'll say. Yeah, she said it was only $20.
Maybe I'll just go get your lamp for you for Christmas.
I was going to get you that lamp for Christmas.
The lamp that you want.
We were going to have matching lamps. Do you like the lamp?
I always wanted the leg lamp.
Oh, yeah.
From the Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have a big window. Like, because I
have a leg lamp, too.
Because I literally, if I had a big window, like, in front of my house, like, I would put that leg lamp in the window.
I want a nipple lamp.
Oh,
sorry. A boob lamp. Just, well,
you know what I'm you're hilarious. You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, yeah,
from a Christmas Story.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I know, right? Especially if you lived in like one of those like really cool craftsman houses, that would be cool.
Put it by the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, I got to figure out what's going on for Christmas. It's already the 12th.
Wow.
I know.
It's like coming up.
I know.
What do I get my dad? What do you get your stepdad?
Usually, my mom. I'll just like pitch in for my mom to go to Walmart and get him like. Thermals.
Thermals,
or whatever.
Okay, and some socks this Christmas.
Yeah, it's like that kind of stuff. Because, yeah, his name's Jim. He doesn't care about it, really. He's just like, yeah, get me a long sleeve, like a three pack of like black long sleeve shirts, you know.
That's funny. I know some people are really easy to shop for, and other people are like, what?
Yeah. I feel like I'm super easy to shop for.
You are super easy to shop for. There's a couple of people I have that are really easy to shop for. And then there's another couple that are like super hard. And I'm like, what the heck?
I never know what to get anybody. I'm terrible. I don't have the skill of like some people are like, I remember you talking about like you liked this. And I'm like, that's such a good quality that other people have. Like they like listen to me. Like they're like, you said you liked this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even remember that. But I do like this. Like you obviously paid attention. And for me, I'm like, what's your name again? I'm like, terrible.
You know what my stepmom does? She's so amazing at this. Like she gets everything practical. So what I mean by that is like she will be at Costco and she'll be like, oh, here's steak seasoning. So she'll buy each one of us like a steak seasoning. And she'll be like, hey, here's dental floss. She'll throw in a dental floss.
Dental floss. Really? I floss every night.
Every year I get like toothpaste. I get like dental floss. I get like – it's funny because it's all stuff that you can use. And I absolutely love it. Christmas at my family's house is freaking amazing because it's not like, oh, I saw this cute like game and I thought it would be fun for you. It's not like that. Every single thing is practical. She'll throw in gum. She's candy. She'll throw in like all this stuff that you're like, ooh, this is so much fun. Yeah. And I absolutely love that because now I shop like that for my family.
Yeah. And I think it's especially when you get past a certain age.
Yeah.
Like, it's good to have practical stuff. Or, like, there's been times where I was, like, in a relationship and you spend so much money. It's like, here's – you want a new pair of boots and here's this clothes. You know, like, that's kind of fun, too. But, like
– like, she asked me, she's like – this Christmas, she's like, do you have a AAA membership? And every time – or when I lived in California, I always had my AAA membership, right? But I don't – now because like I just forget about it and she's like, okay, I got you one for Christmas.
Ooh, see, I mean, that, how awesome is that?
Right?
That's a good, you know what I think too? I remember growing up saying gift cards were like so impersonal. Give me a gift card. I don't care. Give me an Amazon gift card. Give me a gift, like a Visa gift card, whatever, like a Walmart gift card. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Because how many times do you go to those places? You're like, well, Walmart or like, you're like, I'm at In-N-Out or like
give me an In-N-Out gift card. Yeah. I got you a $35 In-N-Out gift card. Fine. If that's impersonal, I'll take it.
Right?
Yeah.
Lunch is for days.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm easy to shop for, but I think I'm not very good at shopping for other people.
I love it. I'm so good, except this year.
I hate shopping for other people. Not in a sense of, not in a selfish way. I just hate like where I'm like, I overthink it. I'm like, is this suck or is it cool? I'm like, I like giving people stuff. Like, that's cool. But
yeah. Yeah. That's always fun. Okay. Well,
wow.
This was fun.
This was fun.
It's always fun. Time. We always say that. We always say that after each episode.
Yeah, we do. We do. But well, it's because we're true. Like it's like, it's like, it's true and it's, we're authentic. Authentic seasoning.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. Well, yeah, that's great. Happy Friday. And I'm stretching. So sorry if my voice sounds. Ooh.
All right. Well, anyways.
Now my stretching is contagious because now you're stretching.
I know. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing anyway. All right. Well, this was fun. And we will catch everybody next Friday with a brand new episode. And make sure to follow us on Instagram.
IGGY. Oh, that's Iggy. And
I was like, what?
Ew, I can't believe I just, you know, remember that girl, Iggy Azalea?
Yes, that was her name.
And she would go, IGGY.
Oh.
Ew.
Just say IG.
IG. I always call it Instapound instead of gram.
You do.
Because instead of pound, or instead of gram, it's like a pound.
Oh, Instapound. Got it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Okay.
So follow us on MySpace and all MySpace. That.
Which they should totally bring back, by the
they
way.
They should. They should bring that back. I love MySpace era.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.